We had like a control too. It's basically same beer, same style barrel, same souring yeasts, no Wu-Tang. Also very tasty. It does taste different.
Yeah.
But we have about 2 kegs worth of that left.
Wow.
So that'll be coming out at some point, probably on tap.
Awesome. Oh, that's good.
And what will you call that?
Non-woo. I don't really know. Non-woo. I don't get to determine that. But we have been calling it non-woo.
Is that like John Woo?
Not the woo.
Or the control.
The control.
The control. I like that.
It's probably going to be the control.
Good.
But on the board, it's non-woo.
Or it could be the control, parentheses, non-woo.
Yes.
The control, formerly known as non-woo.
Which is not the woo.
Wow.
Similar to, but not.
Upside
similar
down
to, but legally distinct from.
Yes.
I also filled the woo barrel today. Refilled the emptied woo barrel. So woo 2.
Woo 2.
I don't know if that's going to be a thing, but it's
woo
the same
two,
barrel.
The Armageddon.
Woo 2. Coming at you in a year.
The woo-ening.
The woo-ening.
The woo-ening.
The tang-ening.
The tang.
Woo 2 the tang.
Wow.
But the T in tang can be number 2.
Wow, you should work for a studio. A movie studio.
Or it can be 2 tang.
2
this
tang.
This summer. In a world. From the brewery that brought you the control.
And the beer formerly known as the Woo. Or not the Woo.
Well, it'd be like the Fast and Furious. They used like a 3 as a letter at some point. So it could be like the
same. Of course, too fast, too furious as well.
Yeah.
Furious.
Final Destination.
Wait,
tried to use a 5 as a
hold
V.
Hold on, hold on. Stop, stop.
That's not even close.
This
like, at least try.
This
the 5
needs to be
null
a
destination.
Video.
Well, that's not, like, spontaneous. I think
here, quick, act spontaneous.
Isn't that what social media is about?
I want to eat it. All right. I got it, though. She's so good now. All good.
Whoopie pie.
I'm going to save it and pair it with the beer.
Well, that's a good idea.
It's not working. Apparently, I don't know what I'm doing. There we go.
Oh.
He came back with a bucket of beer.
What's up?
Are we recording again?
Where have you been?
We've been. Oh, well.
We were talking about you.
I can tell you that off air.
We were talking about the control, not the woo. Woo 2.
Oh, yeah?
Woo 2, which should be either... The T for tang should be a 2, or it should be 2 tang.
And then Too Fast, Too Furious got in the conversation.
The tangening.
The tangening.
The tangening.
The wooening.
So it's better off that I wasn't here. Wooination.
Wooination. Yeah, I was just going to go.
Wooination 2.
Wooination 2. The tang returns.
Enter the 37th chamber.
That's 37.
I noticed none of you had your Russian Imperial Stout yet.
We were waiting.
We were waiting for
so
you.
Nice
to make it
of
official.
You.
Well, the Pope was
I
here.
Done
so
that the Pope.
Yeah,
you're a little
no,
late.
No, we couldn't. We talked about doing something called preaching to the wrong choir. But we didn't. It was. I don't know. I mean.
Well, somebody did holy water.
Yeah, I mean, other people have done holy water before. It's not, which is good for them. I mean, anybody. For some of those people who do the brews with holy water, it really benefits, like they do fundraisers with some good people, and that's cool.
I should clarify.
Holy water.
It was called holy water.
Oh, I know.
I don't say water.
Trust
Wayne
me.
Does. I say water.
I'm from
like a normal person.
Oh, I thought you were just saying water.
No.
Like normal water.
I thought so too.
No. It was called holy water. W-O-O-D-E-R.
I'm from Schuylkill County, where we don't have crayons. We have crayons. And... This is for my father, who doesn't use a broom. He uses a broom.
Brum.
A broom.
Brum. Brum.
It's obviously it's a broom. It has a U in it somewhere.
We're by the creek.
We're by the creek.
By
yeah.
The crick. Behind the Hoff.
Did he call Fantasia Brum's lullaby with all the dancing brooms?
Brums.
Oddly enough, my father didn't talk to me much about Fantasia.
Really? That's fascinating.
That's a suspect childhood.
Something was wrong. You were missing out.
Wow.
Maybe it's not your lettuce that's bad.
I think
maybe it's,
it's
your childhood.
Aww.
I actually, all right, I'm going to, this turned into a dad podcast.
Oh, God.
Sorry.
A dad cast.
I was going to say.
I often use the joke like, yeah, you're not happy with me just like my dad, to people at the brewery just joking around. And I often think what they think of my dad when he walks into the pub, where there somebody will be like, oh, I'm disappointed. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you and my dad. and it couldn't be further from the truth. My dad's the first person to back me up and love the beer. He just tried this rye last night, actually. He was the first person I gave a bottle to and was like, first exact words out of his mouth after he tried it was, yep, that's right.
Like,
he knew,
that's awesome.
He knew what it was supposed to taste like, and he was digging it. But everybody else in the world, I tell that joke to, and sorry, Dad.
I love you, Dad.
I'm sorry for stealing your beer all the time as a kid.
Did he know that before
now? Look how you turned out, man.
You know what? Honestly, he did, because the first big bottle that I ever had my beer in was called Honey Do It at Iron Hill, and it was an imperial wit with orange blossom honey in it, and we released it for Father's Day. And I said that to him. I'm like, oh, I'm really sorry for stealing your beer. Like, he never said anything to me about it other than like, man, it's weird. I had like 14 beers in the fridge last night, and my dad's not even a big drinker, but he was just like, oh, I had 14 beers and I came down today and there were only 11 there. And he never like actually said anything to me. Like, he was never mad at me, but now I perpetually owe my dad beers for the rest of my life.
See? Good thing you're a brewer.
He was thinking that.
He won. In the long run, he won. Patience pays off, people. It's just like aging beer in barrels. Just let it in there.
He was playing the long game.
That's right.